Yep.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Doing all right. Good, good, good. Does my audio sound like total crap?
What's that?
Does the audio sound like total crap?
No, no, you sound good. You sound good.
Is this is this Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Too
come
soon?
On. Too come soon? On. Don't do that to him.
I apologize. No, I don't care.
Cold.
Hey,
cold.
It's football season. Just read the tweets. We kind of give a little give and take.
All's fair in love and war, right?
Exactly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our hour with Mr. Chris White, the amazing, wonderful man of the year. I don't know. It's late. I'm kind of going. I'm rambling. But anywho, awesome individual, and you might know him as the producer and host of the official Lost podcast. Good man. Welcome, Chris.
Woo! Welcome. Woo! There was much rejoicing. you guys were looking kind of tired there. How long have you been on air now? 6 hours?
10 hours now, right? Or 9 hours.
No, it's...
We've been since 3.
10 hours.
4, 5,
10
six,
hours.
Yeah, 10
so,
hours.
It's a 12-hour podcast. We have two hours left. So
2 hours left?
Yeah, you're right. 9.
I like that you're having Olaf keep your company behind you.
What?
Little Disney there.
Yeah, we did have some Disney flair going on.
Then they called us and told us to take it down.
Yeah, Disney actually gave us a cease and desist.
Yeah. We don't care if it's for charity. Close it down. I'm just kidding. I don't want to be sued by Disney. I'm just joking.
Jack, are those your hearts on the wall there behind it?
I have no heart.
Behind you guys?
I'm heartless. I'm a tin man.
Hey, but how are those Padres? We're in 10.
You are.
Well, hello?
You lose him?
I think we lost.
I don't really like that.
That was a mean job.
No, you didn't lose me.
Oh, there we go.
Now we can hear you.
Now you're back. You're back. Okay, we lost you for a second. Oh,
now we lost you again.
I never left. I was always here for you.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks. I'm here for you.
Aww. I feel special now.
So sweet. So sweet. How's it going, Chris? How is the three lovely ladies, actually, I guess four, including your wife, lovely ladies in your life doing?
Yeah, five, including the cat, if you really must know. There's no getting away from it. But it's going well. We just we actually moved houses. Oh. So we're living out of boxes.
Oh, that's always so fun. I love doing that.
It's, you know, it's like visiting Jay's house and seeing all the toys, right? Everything.
Oh, I forgot to tell you too. You have to get four boxes out of here that you have here.
I have four boxes here.
Your four boxes here have to go.
Where?
In the storage.
Where do I have boxes here?
In the old pro shop. In the place going to be the new pro shop. You have four boxes back in that storage. I have to go.
Do you even know what's in those four boxes?
What? Huh?
Do you even know what's in those four boxes?
Not a clue.
I can tell you what's in it. Crap.
No,
I don't even know what's in. I didn't even look inside it, but I can tell you what it is. Crap. I could have thrown it away. He'd never would have known.
That's not true.
Nah, you never would have known.
You could have thrown. That could be $1 million right there. You're throwing away. You never know what's.
Yeah, it's, I'm sure.
Or at least $50. I mean,
you know, The thing that was most surprising to me, and I was kind of honored by this at the same time, was so I was packing up the house, and I discovered I have like 6 boxes of lost memorabilia.
Really?
Yeah, just like random toys, random items that I gathered up over the years. Like I have 2 Dharma chocolate bars. I'm never going to eat them, and I don't think anyone should eat them at this point. But
yes, I have kind of just think that I have like 8 Apollo bars uneaten that probably never would be good. Yeah,
he never gave me one.
I never gave him Apollo
bars. He never gave me an Apollo bar. I don't have one.
Oh, well, you can't.
And then
now,
I
probably
found the last season of Lost. They I think it was the last season, I want to say. Yeah, right before the last season, they distributed along the beach all these little bottles with notes inside of them and a key, a little key with a USB drive on it that had like a sneak peek at the upcoming season. I have one of those as well, too.
So are you going to eventually have your own Lost room just with all your Lost memorabilia?
I lost, yes, exactly. It's also known as the garage. but I saw those posters that Joe Garfian was giving away earlier today, and it brought back some memories. I remember that Lost Art show that we did, I think was it like almost the last season, with all that amazing fan art and some really great posters out there.
Yeah, was it the gallery 1988 thing?
Correct. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Real cool, real cool. I can't believe it's been 10 years. We're going to have our 10th anniversary of podcasting, Jack, on October 1st, which means yours is like right around the corner from there, like October 14th or something like that, right?
What?
How do you know that?
I don't know. I remember you came out like 2 weeks after us or something, like a week or two.
Yeah, because who's that guy?
I was like, I was just like, oh, come on, there's an official one? No, we're
you
done.
Know what? You know what? He did say that. He said, we're done. No one's going to listen to us. He did say
no, there's an official one. Nobody's going to care about us.
I said, what do we care? I don't care.
No, that's half the fun is there was room for both. And I really, I liked how they all differentiated themselves and found kind of that niche as the community kind of grew and changed.
Yep. Yep. No,
there were hundreds.
But yeah, if our 10th anniversary is October 1st, that means yours is like 2 weeks after that, I think.
See, I didn't even know that my anniversary was 2 weeks after that. You're keeping track for me. Clearly, you are the wife in this relationship.
Then the next thing you know, Chris, I'll be messaging you. I'll be like, Chris, do you remember that something happened today?
Something special, Chris.
Something special.
Check your little string I gave you.
If you don't get him something you're in trouble, Chris. You'll be sleeping in your lost room.
Why am I the only one that's putting the work into this relationship?
I put my wedding anniversary on the inside of the wedding ring, just so that I could never forget. Of course, I can't take the ring off now because it's swollen, but it's there in theory.
You know, it's there. It's like what is it, the whole thing? Is it a cat in your hand? Is it really there or whatever in the box?
I'm still getting
what?
I'm still trying to look at the cat stick thing.
If the cat's in the box or if it's closed. Is it really there if you don't see it or something?
A cat in a box.
It's a phrase.
It's a cat in a hat. Thing.
No, it's a...
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
No, it's... Colin, you know what I'm talking about? Like the theory of the cat in a box or something. Is it
You're
really
talking
there?
About Schrodinger's cat.
Yes, that thing. What is that?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, what is that then? What is that thing?
It's the... it has to do with the... Someone's going to correct us on this, which is great. It has to do with the dual state of whether an atom exists or doesn't exist. And so the cat is both alive and dead in the box at the same time because you put like poison in the box that gets released, and you don't know whether it was actually released because the poison only gets released when it hits the half-life. So there's a probability that the cat's both alive and dead, and you don't know until you open the box to observe it.
Perfect. That's the thing I was thinking about.
I was still thinking about Horton here's a who, but that was just me.
I think there is a who in there somewhere, and maybe a what.
Oh man, but yeah. So your anniversary is coming up, and we're trying to. I'm trying to think of with our 10th anniversary, are we going to do anything special, like a little party or something like that.
Do I have to take you dancing or something?
Oh, is it it's your 10th anniversary?
Yes.
What's the gift you get on the 10th anniversary? What's the 10th anniversary gift?
I lost count after one.
The Blu-ray edition, maybe. I don't know. But I think the real question is that what age are you going to introduce Lost to your children? Are you going to do like machete order for Lost? Like, oh, we're going to skip season 3.
it's a good question. I feel like the
end of season 3 with that.
The second half of season 3 is some of my favorite stuff. Stranger in a Strange Land doesn't exist.
I have no problem.
Is that the one with Mei Ling? Is that the one where Jack gets his tattoos?
Yeah. Right.
Yes. I forget.
Yeah, Stranger in a Strange Land. Yeah. But really, once you get to Dread, I think season 3 is real solid. Really, really good.
Starts cooking with gas, absolutely. I was the other day started to find their sea legs once they got that end date, and they were able to kind of course correct the ship and really start to go towards the end of the show, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
I bet you if you cast from season 3 would be another excellent episode.
Stranger.
That one I know we weren't really overly. We didn't. I don't think we trashed it.
You guys couldn't kiss enough ass.
Yeah. we didn't trash it because, but I know we weren't overly. But, you go back and listen. Oh, that was a fantastic episode.
Nah, not, that's the only one I never rewatched, I think.
I did rewatch it just to give it another try, and we were right.
Once is enough.
What was the one before? The one where they had the Juliet was on trial and she got the weird little mark on her back.
That they never went back to
actually,
the
mark. Actually, that's the same episode.
The Sheriff.
The Sheriff.
And the Sheriff just never appeared. We thought she was going to be important and
never came.
Theorized on it, and they just decided, we got you.
They went where the children
were. One of those things just kind of goes away, just like the San Diego Chargers Super Bowl hopes.
That's
fair. That's fair because you're a jerk. Well, the worst part is
it's fair. I can't even counter because the Saints have won a Super Bowl.
You could be sharing a stadium with the Oakland Raiders soon. Isn't that awesome?
I don't think it's going to be.
That's never going to happen. There's never. How are you going to have a game with the Raiders and Charger fans in the same sharing the same stadium?
Well, it's like the Clippers and the Lakers, theoretically.
It's
the
Clippers. They were so bad for so long, and now that the Clippers are good, the Lakers are bad. So it's,
I see the Lakers game the other day. That's how bad they are.
But see, Charger fans and I hate Raider fans. I mean, I know a lot of Raider fans, and you know, I'll be civil to them, but you just don't like them. There's hatred.
Well, it's two totally different audiences too. It's you got the San Diego. The San Diego audience going down there with their bottles of wine, sipping them. Chargers going down there with their bottles of blood.
Well, you have the Raider fans who just got paroled.
Yeah, Raiders are now.
But if they're lucky, they got paroled.
Oh, man.
No, it's never. They're staying in San Diego. I'm about 75% convinced they're going to stay in San Diego.
There's just so much jockeying for positioning right now. It's very interesting. Have you guys spoken with your referee friend? Does he have any insight for you?
I have not. Have not.
All right.
I don't think he would give us any information anyway. I think he would.
Yeah, he's usually pretty tight with us. So.
We don't really question him on stuff like that because.
Oh, it's Dale's motorcycle.
What's that? That sounds like it's inside the studio.
It's right outside. It's the wall outside of here.
I mean, it's a cinder. It's a thick wall.
Whoa!
Do you hear that, Chris?
I do hear it. It sounds. Sounds like a. Jack's got a little gas or something.
I do. I've eaten these chips. These, oh my god, they're pretty addicting. I don't know. Cape Cod kettle cooked chips. They're not even mine, but I just started. Well, Colleen started eating them, so I said, "Well, can I have one?" It's like the late old Lay's potato chip commercial. Well, you probably don't. You're not old enough.
Are you guys at least taking meal breaks, or you're eating on camera? You know, it's like you're basically there the entire time, right?
I was eating on camera. I tried, but then. You lose track of time. What's going on?
Are you guys going to do a 10th anniversary podcast together?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, you know, Chris should be a part of it because, you know, it's his anniversary, you know, too, coming up.
Book him now for October?
Chris is busy. Chris is a busy guy. You got to book him early.
So wait, what date are you going to do this on?
Well, October 1st is our 10th anniversary, so that's probably
What day is that?
It's a good question. What day is the 10th or the 1st?
Oh, it's a Friday.
See, that's perfect.
How do you know that?
I'm just guessing.
Oh.
No, actually, we have our swearing in ceremony on the 28th. It's a Tuesday, I believe. So I was doing.
No, October 1st is a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
So what day is the
28th? 28th is a Monday.
Of September or October?
28th of September.
28th of September? It's a Monday.
Yeah, so the 1st is a Thursday. Not a great party day, but...
Well, for college kids, it's a good party day.
It's a good college party day.
Start the weekend early, right?
What's that?
Start the weekend early.
Exactly, yeah.
There we go.
But yeah, so big 10th anniversary celebration. Don't know what we're going to do yet, but just keep your books open.
It's one of those things,
Chris,
where we get all these big plans, and then about if the months go by, we're still going to do it? Yeah. And that couple weeks before that, I can't do it.
Listen, I'm thinking on the scale.
I'm not saying that's going to happen, but.
I'm thinking on the scale of our last finale party, all right? That's the dreaming that I've got going here.
Yeah. Brought to you by Global Cash Card.
Global Cash Card. I need their money again to make that party happen.
We need them to do most of the work.
Right? I see you you let Zach bring a girlfriend to the podcast.
Yes. Allison's baby is Molly, right?
Yes.
Molly.
Molly cries for every reason. Every time I talk to her, she cries. I don't know. I'm wearing a hat. It's maybe the Charger gear. Maybe she's a San Diego Charger fan. She thinks, well, maybe they're leaving and just hurt her.
He was so cute with her.
Did Colleen cry when she met you the first time, too?
Probably. Most people do. I don't know what it is. I just have that
effect on people.
Effect on people. There you go. I was looking for the word, but I couldn't think of it.
Hey, Chris White.
Hey, Chris White.
How many Frozen birthday parties have you attended?
have we attended?
Yes.
Not as many as you think.
Really?
We're kind of on to Big Max.
On to what?
On to Big Hero 6.
Oh, because this entire room is like very, do you want to build a snowman themed? So
well, no, some of the stuff is just the bears, the logo for the Iceplex.
Do you want to build a snowman?
So, yeah, I guess there is some stuff.
But yeah, there's.
I have not seen Big Hero 6 yet, but I hear it is a very good movie.
I haven't seen Big Hero 1.
God.
My daughter got offended. We went to a birthday party and they had like the princess stuff for the girls and they had Big Hero stuff, bags, goodie bags for the boys. And she was like, no, 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 no. I want the Big Hero 6 bag.
Good for her. Good for her.
Well, do people still, because people do get upset by that if you try and give them, I mean, you have to kind of be
gender neutral.
Gender neutral now. You have to. You can't do
that. Or you put the bags out and you let the kids pick. A boy can pick a princess.
No, you let them fight over it.
The thing that's interesting to me is that she tried to tell me, like, we were watching the TV the other day and a commercial came on for, like, I think it was Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And she was like, oh, I was telling her, I said, you know, commercials try and sell you something, honey. She goes, oh, don't worry, Daddy. I'm not going to buy that stuff because that's boy toys. And I'm like, no, 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 no. It's you know, you see these articles about it, but it's really kind of irksome when you see it happening, you know, in real life, that you're like, no, that you can play with pirates and boys can play with princesses. There's no reason. It's just like the color pink. It's like, it's not a girl's color. It's just a color. But that's something that kids, you know, they just get this really gender set, into their heads. And, you know, even though you try and combat it and try and have a gender neutral household or whatever, it just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kids talk.
Yes. Why? I don't know why we taught them.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like the whole Lego Friends thing. And did there really need to be girl Legos, or could it just be the normal Legos? They haven't seen, like, they have Lego Friends. It's like girls.
When I was a kid, we just had Legos and we used our own imagination.
I'm sorry, it's so tired.
But there's no reason to have over Lego girl, Lego boy, because we did what we want. Used our own imagination.
I'm surprised Legos. I thought all would have been, Lincoln Logs or something for you.
I did. Lincoln Logs were great.
I thought you just played with dirt.
We didn't have toys. We had to build our own.
When I was a child, I had dirt and I was thankful.
You seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? You know, the elves are building those little boxes with the wheels. That's what we got. That's what we got. Because I think they should.
You had a Charlie in the box.
They need to update that cartoon to show modern toys.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
But wasn't Elf kind of like the modern take on those elves, kind of? Because they had the...
And wanted to be a dentist.
A dentite. Yeah, dentist, yeah. I think it's Seinfeld. Anti-dentite. Hermie wanted to be a dentist.
Hermie
wants to be a dentist. Anyway.
How is the graphic novel stuff going?
Colin wants to know how the graphic novel stuff is going.
The graphic novel stuff? Well, we just published a comic book called Rise, Comics Against Bullying, through Northwest Press. And that was a big effort that took us a couple of years to make happen. We had some really big names participate in it, like Mark Guggenheim did a story for us. And what it was is a collection of five-page stories, all with a positive take on bullying. And they are being distributed currently to schools across the country via a charity organization known as Stand for the Silent, which is out there to combat bullying and to help prevent suicides as a result of bullying. So they're giving physical copies away to school libraries that they go and visit. And then they're giving, we're giving kids little cards so they can download the digital copies for free. So I actually have some issues available if anyone needs one. You can private message me or reach out to me via Twitter or Facebook. But you can go to risecomics.org to check it out, download a free digital copy, and find out how you can help support the cause, whether it's purchasing physical edition of the comic or, you know, just helping to get the word out there.
Beautiful.
That's my soapbox.
Well, like Tad was saying, you know, think about how bad it is with cyberbullying now. You know, it's just people.
Yeah, right.
Because anyone can be a bully now. You know, just behind the. But think about that. Because my day, we didn't have it, so it's like. It is a bad.
I think that's what was, that was one of the challenges that we encountered with the book was really, you know, and we didn't want to put any restrictions either. At the same time, we wanted to go to our artists and to our contributors and ask them to donate stories or, you know, create these stories and come from a wide variety of places. So we do have a bunch of stories or a couple of stories that deal with cyberbullying. There's some that deal with the more traditional, but then the really fun take is watching them kind of go beyond that and really start to delve in. So you have LGBT stories in there. You also have takes where they look at, you know, why is the bully a bully? You know, what's happening to these bullies at home that puts them in these situations to begin with. Yeah. So there's a lot of creativity out there, and there's a lot of different voices that are being hopefully heard in this comic so that kids can really read it and see themselves reflected in one or more of the stories.
Nice. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a good deal.
It's a great thing to focus on. It's something that I think a lot of children face. I know I faced it in school and high school, and it's nice to give a voice to people. And especially growing up myself now, where as in school, the nerds or the geeks are kind of ones that are picked on. But now when you're an adult, at least in my situation, you know, we're the cool kids now. It was the bullies and the jocks and everything in high school. Well, they're not really going anywhere now
because they never learned how to cope with people
or even like to interact in the real world.
They can't function in the real world. And they,
yeah.
But then what's most insidious is you see, we have one story in the book, which deals with bullying inside the comics community itself. You know, there's a whole conversation that actually kind of sparked the series in some sense. You know, that has to deal with fanboys versus fangirls and, you know, this real kind of this bullying that goes on, you know, where fangirls are being, you know, sidelined, their voices are being minimalized, and some of them are just being outright sexually harassed, you know, because they, you know, the whole idea that they're dressing up and it's like, you know, you get this very juvenile culture and you're like, really, guys? We're all part of the comics culture because we're all nerds and because we were all outcast in some degree to begin with. So to see it happening within the community is really kind of shocking, but unfortunately not surprising.
It's almost just that human nature, even within the people that are outcasts. You're right. It's just, there's that segmentation.
Well, you're happy I'm not the one being picked on. So it's that mentality also. It's just like, well, it's going that way. Okay. That makes sense. What I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, basically, if you're not the one being attacked, you're okay. I'm fine with the other person getting attacked as long as it's not me. That's just kind of the approach I think people have in life.
Where are you going with this?
is this how you made it through life, Jack?
Yeah, I just said no. I was the.
You looked the other way.
I did look the other way. I'm just saying that's what most people do. It's like you're saying, how can these geeks who are being picked on? They go, well, at least it's not me. I'll join in because it's not me.
It's the group mentality thing.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's kind of like picking up a poor man that lost Jimmy Graham and didn't want to lose Jimmy Graham, and they traded away and picking on that person.
I know. See, it wasn't me.
So it all comes back to Jimmy Graham. I'm so glad I didn't buy his jersey. Or maybe I'm not glad. I really haven't decided yet. I'm kind of, you know.
I was shocked.
I'm so ticked off for you. I was like, are you kidding me? What is this team going to do? That's like... That's a cornerstone player. That's a Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame player.
You know, the only thing that I can, you know, try to, and maybe this is just playing devil's advocate, but you know, Peyton's really, he's made a career out of making a good call and getting rid of people just before they kind of, right. you know, start to go down. So like, you know, Reggie Bush loved him, thought he did great, was part of our Super Bowl team. And then he left the team and really hasn't done much. You know, Miami Dolphins clearly didn't like him that much, got rid of him. Haven't seen that much of him on the Lions. You know, and then same thing, we had Jeremy Shockey. Shockey was great, I thought, right. and then got rid of Shockey and haven't heard from him since. So, you know, it could also be, it could be that. I know that, you know, the thing that really irked my soul was who they traded Jimmy Graham to.
Yeah, Seattle.
I you know, for some reason, I kind of love and hate the Seahawks, more hate than anything, and I think that might have to do with the fact that I went to USC. but you know, we'll see. We did get a very good defensive player out of it, and then we'll see if he made the right move this season.
Well, you know, the Patriots have made it been successful the last 13, 14 years because they do that. They get rid of the player early instead of late. Whether the fans like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, the salary cap thing has a lot to do with it. Right. What I thought was interesting was I thought the Seahawks were going to I thought they were going to actually have trouble this year with a lot of their contracts coming up for renegotiation. But they made some innovative deals on that end to help free up some money so they right. could keep kind of building.
Well, I guess another problem is Breeze makes so much money and they just didn't have the money under the cap.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blame Breeze for saying, no, I'm like, why should I take less money?
But if I right. if I was Breeze, why not take a little bit less money so you can keep Jimmy Graham? What are you going to throw to?
Well, I don't know. He's got a Super Bowl.
Look at Jimmy Graham's performance over the last half of the season. It's like he has a lot of weapons. Drew Brees has a lot of weapons that he can throw to. And the team was built that way so that it's not reliant on one relationship, right. one player.
I know.
I was just stunned. I couldn't believe when I saw that. But is what it, that's what sports is?
Yep.
It's what it is. Heartbreaking.
Oh, we know that. We know that.
Are you going to Comic-Con this year?
I don't know. I'd love to, but I haven't bought tickets. I know I'm not showing at Comic-Con this year, but we'll see what happens after that. I take it you guys are going to be down there?
Yeah, we're going with the kids.
And the young Zachary is coming with in tow.
You can do our panel again.
Isaiah, come. You can do our panel. If we get it, if we get the panel.
We had a lot of difficult questions last year. You were able to answer them. So that made us that
helped. I don't remember any of the answers I gave, so I plead the fifth.
They were the correct answers because we were talking to Joe earlier. I said, yeah, people were asking questions. I go, they were like new questions. I go, I have no idea what they're talking about.
It surprised me the amount of people that were in that audience who were actually watching or rewatching Lost for the first time.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. Lost still has a life of its own. It keeps going. Keeps on going.
It's like that rabbit.
That's why you guys got to do a 10-year one together.
Did you just refer to Lost as Energizer Bunny?
Yes, Jack yes. did. It's 1:08 a.m., by the way. 1:08. One of the numbers.
No. No
1:09 now.
Oh, it's when the numbers are added together.
Jay was too late.
Oh, crap,
sorry.
It's gone. Time's passed.
No, you were too late looking at the clock.
I just looked at it.
I said it at the right time, and you missed it.
I looked and said 1:09.
Get close if you're gonna talk to the mic.
Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say. I'm getting tired. Although my kid has been screaming for the last 45 minutes.
And oh, has he?
Yes, he has. And it feels good not to be the one that's wanting to throw him against something.
I know I didn't hear that. Nobody heard that.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I only want to smother him, not throw him. I'm totally kidding. He's a good kid. We all understand each other.
I got a couple. I got a couple more kids I could give you if you want to take some more on.
No, I'm good.
We've all been there. We've all been there. Where you go, I need to walk away.
Anyway.
Right? So, is your child sleeping through the night?
You know, he was. And then every time he teats, he gets these like super high yeah. fevers when it's about to cut through. And I mean like 104 high.
Yeah.
So we had a good, what was it, 11-day streak where he slept. He went to bed about 7:30 and slept all the way till 6:30.
That's heaven.
And we were like, this is amazing. And we felt so well rested. And then all of a sudden he popped up with 104 and didn't sleep for 3 days, and now we're kind of resetting
back into it.
Yeah, though. No, I don't consider waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So that's better. That's
well, hold
better
on a second.
Than, like,
when he wakes up at four, is Jay still sleeping, or is only you getting up?
No, it's just me.
Okay, no, I get up and change his diaper.
No, you got up and change his diaper because you are already up for work.
Well, speaking of the Saints.
You tread carefully there, my friend. That is a losing battle.
I will say that I got this sleeping through the night thing kind of started after I got really sick from not sleeping for 3 months because he had all those ear infections, and Jay took over several nights, and once he got over that I can't scream for my mother anymore thing, he just was like, well, I guess there's no point in waking up and start sleeping through the night.
Exactly. It's like, oh, if I'm going to get this loser bad guy, I might just stay asleep. His dad doesn't mess around.
He's a smart bedtime. He's a smart
Does Josie kid. Sleep through the night now?
So we started to get her to that point, but as you indicated, like anytime you get a teething, it really kind of throws the entire schedule off. So she's been cutting some new teeth over the last week and a half. Then you couple that with the move, like everyone's sleep schedules are screwed up. I woke up last night and somehow the 2-year-old ended up in the bed. And my wife was on the couch. It was like musical beds.
My boss always says that. She's got an eight-year-old and then 2 5-year-old twins. And she always says it's like musical beds. She doesn't know whose bed she's going to even remember waking up in the middle of the night that she's ended up.
It's like college all over again.
But yeah. Cool, babies, fun, teething, not fun.
I don't miss those days.
But it is cute when, like, if Zach comes and sleeps in our bed in the morning and he just kind of, like, just totally, like, passed out and he sleeps, like, with his mouth open. Like,
it is really cute.
She's, like, the most adorable thing in the world.
Doesn't just sleep in the bed. She likes to pull mommy's hair. Oh. So, like, she'll be laying there. Her eyes will be closed. She'll be sucking her thumb, super peaceful. And then you look over, and her other hand has a handful of mommy's hair.
Wait, which daughter is this?
The youngest. Okay. The infant.
Well, just warn her, that's what happened to me with my youngest.
And now look what's happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, when he wants to wake me up in the morning, Jay has seen it. He will just go to my eye and, like, literally take my eyelid and try to open it.
Wake up, mommy.
That's like the cat does. The cat, like, puts his butt
yes!
in your face.
Yes. Oh, no. Zoe will also paw
Zoe
my
just,
eyes.
Zoe like, puts the paw, like, right on your eye, like gingerly and tenderly. It's like,
so the cat is learning from the baby, and the baby's learning from
we
the cat.
We had a cat like that.
Yes. Legendary. She's a smart kitty. Oh, well, they were siblings.
Would suck on your ear?
What?
This sounds like it involves Bei Ling.
Wow.
Well, that's weird and cute and weird and cute. It's kind of cute, though. It's weird when you
I thought you were going to say something else. Okay.
You're like, Connor, I'm trying to go to bed.
Very interesting. I'm sure there's an internet site dedicated to this fetish.
Oh, man. Big all times. Right.
You should come to Comic-Con and bring them all. Yay, babies.
Did you just volunteer to babysit? Because yes.
I don't have a pass yet. So.
I don't know if you heard about the smothering of her child thing a few months ago. So.
There was something about throwing the kid up against the wall or something like that.
You kidding? That's how I know she's qualified.
She really feels with all of her emotions. All of the feels, oh, all man. At once. Hi to your lovely wife, though.
Yeah, she's in the other room sleeping or trying to, but we'll see.
God bless her.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to be fun when we go home and then he wakes up and senses we're home and starts screaming for 2 hours to punish us.
I don't know.
Jay's sleeping now.
Yeah, I'm actually not awake. This is what I do at work if I haven't slept the night before. I'm on like this autopilot where I'm not even making sense. But
how did you
I'm
make
awake.
That one? We went up to the, saw the Aztecs play St. John's in the CAA game. Mm-hmm. And you opened it, right?
Yeah, so I had to get up at 6 a.m.
6 a.m., but we didn't get back till 4?
It's like 3:30.
Well, I got home at 4, but 3:30 I go, I don't know how you made it through that day.
No, because then he was fussy the night before.
Yeah,
so
we
I
had a bad night the night before you went.
Yeah. So I don't think I slept for like 2 days straight.
We're on a high because we won the game. They asked us something, and then we got our
picture. And we met Antonio Gates, picture with him.
Who's still with San Diego.
Oh, man.
What? I'm just saying. It's I just want to point out that our tight end is still with San Diego.
Messed up.
And you forgot to ask him to be a part of this segment.
Yeah, I did.
And yet that part of the problem.
Yeah, you were. And then you went to a bachelor party at playing go-karts.
Yes. The most boring bachelor party ever.
You can't say that.
People might be listening.
I'm kidding. It was a perfectly fine bachelor party with no women or booze.
But you're married.
Is this bachelor party held?
Because it's just that's the one time a married man can go out and live it up. Somebody else's bachelor party.
Right? It's like permission.
That's the rule.
I think that's the rule.
I don't think that's the rule.
It's like you go and you live vicariously through somebody else's singlehood.
You don't know what you're getting into, boy. Let's party.
Don't do it.
Don't you mean dying singlehood?
Yes, that's true. The last whispering.
The
lights.
End of their life. And why do you say that? Because we've been listening to a couple of people talk about, I am going to sleep, I have these kids.
I'm going strong. I mean, this is Zachary wake up time. I've got my second win.
Wow. Where was this bachelor party held?
Literally go-karting.
It was at a go-kart place.
That's it. It's nowhere exotic. It was at a go-kart place.
It was like a redneck
go-kart
place.
That's not a code word either. It was just a go-kart
place. Their bar
place.
There didn't serve anything but wine and beer. Which
yeah,
I
see, that code word would be ho-kart.
Nice.
I don't know. I was at a bachelorette party that night, and it was really fun, so I win. I had a good time.
I watched my grandson. Well, he slept.
He slept. Unlike now, time. Where he's not sleeping.
I go, is he going to sleep the whole time? And he did. He slept the whole time.
And then parents come back and he wakes up, right?
No, that was one of that during that streak.
Him and his grandmother were watching him on the little video they have now. That you guys had the technology today where
the video monitor?
With the video monitor.
Have you had the signals get crossed on that at all?
It's not a Wi-Fi one.
No, but when our kids were, we would pick up our neighbors' conversations.
Oh.
Like if they're on the phone.
The one you had was the same one that Andy's mom had in Toy Story. It's the same exact model.
Don't bring up Toy Story. It makes me cry every time.
One of my friends had a video one, and she had she was babysitting someone with one of them, and the signals got crossed, and she looked over. And was looking at the video feed and saw some hands reach in to the crib and was like, what the? But it took her a second to realize what had happened, that the signals got crossed and that she wasn't looking at the kid she was babysitting.
Oh, my God.
That'd be scary.
Oh, my God. That would freak. Because it's also like it's in the spooky night vision, too. So it's not like, oh, God, that would scare the crap out of me.
And then the clown doll turns towards the camera.
Well, you heard about what they're doing with the Wi-Fi ones, right?
What's that?
I'll send you the link via the Facebook. So I guess there's this, the Wi-Fi ones are easy to hack into. So there's this group of people who are trying to raise awareness. So they're literally hacking into baby monitors in the middle of the night, and they're either, you know how some of them can play music and whatnot? They're blasting the music, or they're, you know, saying really loudly, like, wake up, you stupid slut, to the baby. Like, so their parents hear it and, like, wake up and come in. And it's just supposedly to bring awareness and probably a little bit of something. But no, yeah. I can pull it up. The news article was circulating around this past week, but that's what they're doing. So they're hacking
in. These are people who never had kids.
Exactly.
Probably.
There's no way, because no one would wake up a baby on purpose.
No.
No, but they're trying to wake up the parents to prove to them that it's not safe. Allegedly. I mean, they're obviously.
I've turned to an old man because when there's the car driving by that has the loud music and the sun goes like, what is he doing driving out there with that loud music?
Oh,
there's
I know.
Kids
and
sleeping
weird,
upstairs.
Oh, can you tell the story about our weird neighbor and the shoveling? This is where I'm video now.
Huh?
What?
Weird neighbor.
Weird neighbor and his snow shoveling.
So we have a weird neighbor.
But you gotta get
is that the guy on the left?
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
He's a weirdo.
I've only met him. I've only seen him because he was blocked.
I know.
Don't give me
well,
started.
Anyway, so there's a lot of snow this year in February, and he was shoveling, but he would like shovel a little bit.
You gotta demonstrate it.
People in Wisconsin and Canada, we had a dusting.
So he's shoveling.
No, you gotta get up and demonstrate.
I'm not gonna act it out.
That's the point of the story.
No, I'm not going to.
I will act it out. Then.
No, you will not. So he shoveled it a little bit, and then stand in that spot. And then shovel and then go stand in that spot because his car was across the street.
Well, it's cold.
And then he would shovel a little bit and then step across. But the thing is that he had the most insane plumber's crack I've ever seen in my life. Like his full half of
Jay couldn't stop looking.
His butt was, it was like a wreck. You couldn't look away. Like, oh my God, what is going on? It was like his entire butt crack like hung out of his. It was horrible. It was horrible.
So Jay goes, "Hey Kyle," because I'm sitting on the couch. He's like, "Hey Kyle," and him and Zach are looking out the window. Want to see some plumber?
What is that? The moon?
It was the moon. I understood. Like, want to see
bad
some plumber's crack? And I was like, "Hell yeah, I do." So I ran up.
You really want to get up and see it?
Yes. Well, I thought it was just going to be plumber's crack. I didn't think it was going to be like his literally, his pants should have as well been like around his ankles because he could see everything.
And my thing was, it was freezing cold outside. He had to.
It was one of those days that it was
sometimes
like,
sometimes it feels good. That little air helps, you know. Well, he made me mad one day because he came out. I was going to back up to go get
that
something.
Was the same thing with
and,
the snow.
And I go, well, I'll be nice and let him back up first. Well, he backs up, and your mailbox, the community mailbox, is right there where I was parking. He backs up out of his car, gets in front of it, blocks me, gets out to check his mail.
He's parked next to the mailbox.
And he's now looking through his mail here. As I'm sitting there, and he sees me back. I'm just looking at what an idiot. He's looking through his mail. And he gets back in his car. He's taking his time.
What?
Anyway, it just irritated me.
Is he on Skype? I'll
him. Their neighbor. Yeah, he's weird. I've only met him twice. And then you have your bass player on the.
Oh my God!
He started the other night. Luckily, Zach was awake.
When he was teaching himself the Game of Thrones theme song, that was kind of cool. And then after like 4 hours, it wasn't cool.
Boom, 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 but hey,
he does come on the air tomorrow night. So as you know, so it's ready.
Was that coming back already? Didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Hey, it's the launch of HBO Now, which is exclusively on the Apple TV for the first 3 months. So,
Jeff,
Apple TV, go ahead and check it out. Oh, are you getting pre-ordering the Apple Watch, Christopher?
No. Are you getting five of them? Do you already have them strapped to your arm as we podcast?
I have one on each wrist right now.
I think I'm going to sell my stock because I don't see this watch being a big deal.
I already have mine pre-ordered. It's already delayed till June. So
is it just the employees of Apple that are ordering this watch?
Right.
Listen, Boston's an Apple employee.
He's an
too.
Apple employee.
Boston and Jay have the same time.
Do you wear a watch?
Wait, I actually don't wear a watch. I think that's part of the thing for me.
That's there every single person we talked to today.
Because he was saying I was a freak because I don't wear a watch. I go, I haven't worn a watch like 30 years.
I always kept it in my pocket. It was kind of weird. So like when we finally got cell phones that could actually tell the time, it was like, oh, thank God. Now I have a reason not to have to wear a watch.
These watches, I told him they're 20 years, but too late. It's no longer cool.
Listen.
So are you going to get Colleen one? Because apparently the big thing is that you can monitor each other's biometrics.
Maybe for her birthday.
I would love an Apple Watch, but, you know.
Your birthday's in February.
It's kind of like, you know, the wife gets the new car, the husband gets the new tech stuff, and the new car.
And the new toys.
Actually, right now, Colleen has the newer iPad and newer computer.
No. Okay, I have the exact same computer as you.
No, you don't. Mine's 3 years older than that one.
This is the clearance one. It's the exact same one as yours.
No, it's not. Mine's a 2012. Yours is a 2014.
That is how you explained it to me. Oh, yours is a 2012 and mine's a 2013. And that's
14.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's still not 3 years.
It's
2 years.
Up new a month ago. We just upgraded that one.
Yes, and that's not the upgraded one.
No, because I got it at clearance pricing. I had a really good deal on it. It's still newer than mine.
Jay was like, I can get you a laptop at 50% off. Do you want it? And I was like,
it was a used one that someone brought in. That didn't
it was a razor.
Thunderbolt ports. You're going to love Thunderbolt. It's great.
Anyway.
Anywho. All right, Chris. It is time to move on to our next guest. But well, sorry. I guess that was a little sad.
It's because I started talking about the Thunderbolt ports, isn't it?
But Chris, always good talking to you. If we do get the panel, do you think you'd be down joining us again this year? Yeah, maybe
let's connect up. I don't have any plans to go, but I don't have any plans not to go. And then you know, there's always October. But always great to catch up with you guys. Good luck with the rest of the podcast. Good luck raising more money for a very worthy cause.
Well, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. You are an amazing man, and don't listen to Jack. He's just a jerk.
I told you, it's a love-hate thing. Love-hate.
All right, sir. You have a good one, all right? So take care. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.